That's a pretty picture, isn't it? I think so. And pretty close to happily ever after, too. Close enough for government work, as Eddie would say. Should you go on, you will surely be disappointed, perhaps even heartbroken. I have one key left on my belt, but all that opens is that final door, the one marked Unfound. What's behind it won't improve your love life, grow hair on your bald spot, or add 5 years to your natural span, not even 5 minutes. There's no such thing as a happy ending. I never met a single one to equal Once Upon a Time. Endings are heartless. Ending is just another word for goodbye. 2. Would you still? Very well, then. Come. Do you hear me sigh? Here is the dark tower at the end of Endworld. See it, I beg. See it very well. Here is the dark tower at sunset. 3. He came to it with the oddest feeling of remembrance, what Susanna and Eddie called déjà vu. The roses of Can Can O'Re opened before him in a path to the dark tower, the yellow suns deep in their cups seeming to regard him like eyes. And as he walked toward that gray-black column, Roland felt himself begin to slip from the world as he had always known it. He called the names of his friends and loved ones, as he had always promised himself he would. Called them in the gloaming, and with perfect force, for no longer was there any need to reserve energy with which to fight the tower's pull. To give in, finally, was the greatest relief of his life. He called the names of his compadres and amoras, and although each came from deeper in his heart, each seemed to have less business with the rest of him. His voice rolled away to the darkening red horizon, name upon name. He called Eddie's and Susanna's, he called Jake's, and last of all he called his own.